Juno Afternoon is brought to you in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. If you can hear a little chirping, we have a special guest in the studio. She's a non-human guest by the name of Susan, and then we have human guests. So welcome Molly Minnick, who's a high school sophomore at JDHS Yedot at Calais, and Eva Sturm, who is a high school freshman. Welcome to the show, you two.
Hi.
Hi.
And tell us a little bit about your friend Susan.
So this is Susan. She is a chicken.
What kind of chicken is she? Because she's tiny. She's itty-bitty.
She's a Sarama chicken.
She's a Sarama chicken. So she's going to be small forever.
That's just the nature of her breed?
Yeah, she's just going to be small chicken. She's very sweet, very cute. Yeah.
From what I understand, she's almost full grown.
Yeah.
And she's very well behaved. She's just been hanging out here in our studios and entertaining all of our staff, as well as some other Juno Afternoon guests. So you guys are here to talk about JDHS Ignite, and I want to acknowledge your mentor, your leader, your advisor, Kaplan Anderson, out in the lobby. He's a friend of mine and my neighbor, and I saw him after he was moving a hay bale for part of this project.
Yep.
He was a little bit of a hot mess. He had hay all over him, and he promised he'd tell me all about it today, but I think you guys are going to tell me about it, so let's begin. First, tell us about JDHS Ignite.
Well, Ignite is a... It's a club for, like, engineering and science and stuff. This year, we're mainly focused on agriculture, and it's made up of all girls.
Yes.
And from what I understand, this club was started to close the gender gap in CTE course enrollment. Yes. What does that mean?
So in CTE course enrollment, it's a lot of science-based things, and usually there's not as many girls in that area. So this is a club that really introduces girls to these science projects in a fun way so that the girls could one day go into something like that and just close that gap so that men and women are equal in the science field.
Any ideas or theories as to why enrollment is lower for women in these fields?
Well, not only science. For science, I think maybe a lot of women aren't interested. But also another thing that we focus on is trades.
Yeah.
And I know that at JDHS, a lot of our trades classes are comprised mainly of, like, guys. And I think a lot of people just don't find them interesting or think they wouldn't be interested in them as, like, they don't see many women in those jobs.
Maybe. Yeah. And I think that sometimes still boys are more encouraged to go into these fields where girls are more encouraged to go into fields that are more artistic or kind of in that field. And we're definitely working on that, but there's still a gap there where we just want to make it a welcoming environment for all girls and all boys and everyone.
And do you two find it interesting, the things that you work on?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how were you recruited to Ignite, or did you guys start the club?
Mr. Anderson was like, hey, you're good at math. Do you want to join Ignite? And I came.
Well done, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm glad he encouraged you guys to join Ignite. And so JDHS Ignite does an activity each year. You sort of take what you've learned and apply it in a hands-on way. So what's this year's project?
We're building a goat barn for Gastineau.
Wow. A goat barn.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So how did you start? How did you begin?
How did we begin?
Well, you know, every year we try to do something like this. Last year we built the mini ranch down below in the parking lot where we have, like, rabbits and stuff. And this year, I think one of the teachers from Gastineau was saying how they would take care of some kind of animal if there was, like, a barn or a place.
Was it Gastineau Elementary?
Yes.
Okay,
Gastineau
great.
Elementary School.
Go on.
Yeah, and I think we kind of just were like, that's a good project.
Yeah, it's fun. We're building a barn and we get to have goats in the town, which would be fun.
So did you start with some designs, sketch out some themes, some blueprints?
Yes. We spent a couple of Ignite meetings just sketching it out, deciding what we wanted it to look like. Like, did we want it to look like the normal barn or maybe a bit different? And then we went on to measurements, how big we wanted it, and we looked at the space to see, like, what would fit in the space. So we did a lot of planning for it.
And then you built it all yourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Still building it.
How'd you get the supplies, and then how did you raise the barn? Tell me a little bit about the steps.
Well, we did a bunch of fundraisers. We did some bake sales, and we're actually doing an event at Nugget Mall this Saturday for more money for supplies. And we've been going to local construction stores like Valley Lumber, Home Depot, asking either for charitable donations or donations in the form of money.
Terrific. And then you just started building it. Where's your workshop, or did you just build it all on site?
We're working at the tech building right across from JDHS, the UAS tech building right across the street from JDHS. And we have a mentor, Robin, who works with UAS. And she's been kind of helping us with the construction. And so we have the barn and the work area right over there.
So where does Susan fit in with your project this year, or is she part of a past project? You focus a lot on agriculture.
Yes.
Has that been the case? And you said that's been the case for a few years now, and you work with the Agriculture Club too.
Yes.
So how'd you get a hold of Susan?
I think it was Mr. Anderson. Mr. Anderson wanted chickens, and the kids wanted some chickens. Like, we like to expand how many animals we have. And so Susan was just kind of a natural step to getting more animals.
We wanted to do, like, incubation and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, incubation, so, learning how to hatch them.
Was she hatched here in town?
Yes.
Wow. And so where does she normally live?
At the school.
At the school, at JDHS?
Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea you guys had so much going on over there. If you want to see pictures of Susan, and I highly recommend it, you can go to the website, katoo.org/JunoAfternoon. Scott Burton's getting those pictures up, or they might be up already. She's a sight, and I don't think we've ever had a live animal in our studio before. So what do you guys like about focusing on agriculture as part of Ignite or as part of STEM?
I think we all love animals. Just naturally, it's very fun to be around animals, especially we get to work with animals we probably wouldn't work with, such as we have some Angora rabbits, and we have these chickens, like, and quail and things like that. We wouldn't usually get to work with them, so it's really fun to do that. And we're able to do things with the animals, working with the animals, that helps with science. Like, we've looked at some skin samples from the rabbits to see if they have fur mites, things like that. So we get to incorporate science with animals, and it's very fun.
Yeah, I imagine you get to learn quite a bit about their biology in the process.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a terrific project. Are you encouraging other young women to join you as well now that you're a part of it?
Of course. Any girls we would love to have. It'd be great.
And can they still join, or should they think about maybe joining next year?
They can still come to the meetings, definitely. We can totally use it, and you can come next year. We're still building the goat barn, so, I mean, they can help with that. It's really anyone is welcome to just come in.
That's so neat. Well, thank you guys for doing that. And you did mention, Eva, that there's an event coming this weekend. It's a fundraiser, Meet the Easter Bunny and Friends. And so from what I understand, you're going to set up a small petting zoo with an Easter Bunny meet and greet for the kiddos. You want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yes.
Great.
At the Nugget Mall, we're setting up a small petting zoo with all of the animals that we've, like, acquired and are used doing agriculture.
Yes.
And some from some other people who let us use their animals. We're going to have Angora rabbits, chickens, some goats, I think.
Yep.
And
I think that's it.
That's about it.
I think
we're also going to have
animals,
an Easter bunny.
We'll have the Easter bunny to take pictures with, and it's going to be super fun.
That's so cool. And is that going to be inside the Nugget Mall?
Yes. It's
all
going
right.
To be inside the Nugget Mall this Saturday from 10 to 4.
Just checking. Was it the live animals? I wasn't totally sure. 10 to 4 this Saturday, April 20th. All ages welcome. It's a free event, but I'm assuming you're accepting some charitable donations.
Yes.
Yeah. Help them raise the fourth wall on the goat barn, right?
Yeah.
We got 3 out of 4 walls raised. That's terrific. Well, good job. And thanks for doing that. And I hope that people will come out and check out the event. It's worth it to see Susan alone. And I even held her. She's quite good.
She's a very sweet little chicken.
Yeah, she's adorable. So thank you for bringing her with you today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add, Molly or Eva?
I don't know. If you're a high school girl, join Ignite. It's fun.
Yes, I agree. If I could, I would. So thanks again for being here, and thanks for giving us all that great information, and have a great time on Saturday.